This is the Evil Never Dies podcast midweek show. Keep it evil, everyone.
The Evil Never Dies podcast.
What's up, evil ones? Welcome back to the Evil Never Dies podcast. I'm Brett. This is episode 149, midweek show. How's everybody doing this week so far? Good, I hope. Okay, this week I'm going to be covering the band Overkill and their first studio album, Feel the Fire. Now, I got the idea to do this band from our friends over at the Monsters in the Mosh Pit podcast have a group, and somebody posted an article about David Ellison, ex-Megadeth bassist. He's covering for Overkill right now on their tour because their longtime and founding bassist had shoulder surgery. And basically, he was slamming Megadeth and Metallica, saying that Overkill has never had a Risk album or a Saint or like Metallica with their Saint Anger album. And so that's where I got the idea. So if you would check out our friends over at Monsters in the Mosh Pit, and they do a good show. And Greg Bozzelli, he does a couple of side gig podcasts too that he's got going, so check them out. All right, Overkill is an American thrash metal band formed in 1980. They're out of Old Bridge Township, New Jersey, so got some East Coast thrashers. The band was formed by members of the punk band The Lubricants, which featured bassist Dee Dee Vemme and drummer Rat Skates. And they put an ad in the paper for a guitarist and a lead singer, which was answered by guitarist Robert Pisanek and singer Bobby Ellsworth, and which Dee Dee Vemme and Bobby Blitz Ellsworth are the only remaining members of the band today. And then they were looking around for band names and started out with Virgin Killer, but they ixnayed that and finally settled on Overkill, named after Motorhead's second album. In 1981, guitarist Robert Pizarek left the band, and they went through a slew of like five different guitarists, and one of them ended up being Dan Spitz, who would later join Anthrax. And they finally settled with Bobby Gustafson in late 1982. In 1983, they'd put out their first demo, Power in Black, and it made a huge impact. Back in the day, they used to have an underground tape trading circuit that all the different heavy metal bands would trade with each other by actual mail. And it ended up getting on Metal Blade Records' Metal Massacre compilation series. And then that got the attention of John Zazula, who is the owner of Megaforce Records. And that's who they signed with and did their first studio album, which I'm going to cover tonight, Feel the Fire. The album was recorded in the summer of 1985 at Pyramid Studios in Ithaca, New York. The genre, like I already said, is thrash metal. Length is 40 minutes, 14 seconds. Released on Megaforce Records. produced by Carl Kennedy and Overkill, and ended up being released on October 15th, 1985. I'll go over the band members again. We got Bobby Blitz Ellsworth on vocals, D.D. Vemme on bass, Bobby Gustafson on guitars, and Rat Skates on drums. Technical, Alex Perialis, engineer. George Marino mastered the album. John Zazula was executive producer. Marcia Zazula was project coordinator. Now, this album did not initially reach the Billboard 200 charts, and it wasn't really that big of a commercial success. It was moderate, but because of that moderation, they signed a recording contract with Atlantic Records in 1986. Although they would still remain on Megaforce until their album Horoscope in 1991. All right, let's go over the track list here. Track one, we got Raise the Dead. Track two, Rotten to the Core. And that was probably the mostly, might as well say it was the big single off the album. Track three, There's No Tomorrow. Track four, Second Son. Track five, Hammerhead. Track six, Feel the Fire, the title track. Track seven, Blood and Iron. Track eight, Kill at Command. Track nine, Overkill. And track 10, Sonic Reducer, which is actually a cover song by the punk band The Dead Boys. And that is the track listing for Overkill's Feel the Fire. All right, the tour. They actually, right after the album was released, they spent most of their time playing shows supporting bands such as Carnivore, SOD, Nuclear Assault, Black Flag, Venom, and DRI. And then in 1986, they were part of two major tours. They supported Anthrax on their European tour for Spreading the Disease album, and came back to the States and opened for Slayer on the Rain and Blood tour in the U.S. All right, my thoughts on this album. Very good album for a debut album. You can really hear their influence from their punk days, hardcore thrash, and you can also hear some elements of the new wave of British heavy metal. You can hear some hints of Judas Priest and Maiden in there also. Now, this album, it was produced pretty good, I guess, but it is a little tinny if you listen to it. Hopefully they will eventually remaster this album and fine-tune it a little bit and put it back out. That would be awesome. Next year will be 40 years for this album, so maybe they'll do it. But all in all, it's a hard-hitting thrash album. I quite enjoy it, and I suggest you take a listen to it. Like always, I'm going to play some snippets at the end, so check them out. And get in on that contest. You got till Friday. Send them screenshots of the YouTube subscription and get in for that t-shirt. I think we got maybe three people. That's it. So your chances are good. Other than that, check us out on all the social medias. Hit that like and subscribe on the YouTube. Leave us a Apple review or Spotify or whatever you listen to. If you can leave a comment and a rating. And we will talk to you Sunday. I think we're doing an evil talk this week. So, stay tuned for that also. All right, everybody, thanks for watching and listening, and stay evil, everybody.